Who cares about anyway? All right, welcome to News on the Flip Side Monday edition with Joe Montalto and Lily White. Boy, if you hear banging and or little weird mousy sounds, it's my daughter who will not go to sleep and is making a good.
Oh, that baby is an angel. I've never, in all the time she's been doing this show, I've never heard that baby be bad, not even one time.
You know what? I'm
She's an angel. Go ahead, Joe.
One second. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, look, she's going to go find a demon.
I ain't bringing that demon anywhere. Oh, no. I ain't bringing a demon. We're going to look at the little cute little baby.
A sweetie bear. See, I mean, look at that. That is this little angel.
She is adorable, but she will not go to sleep. That's when she starts running around, I will show you. See, my grandmother did not believe me when I said this child would get up and run back and forth in her crib until she saw it. So when she does it, I will show you, Joe.
Well, a friend of mine asked me the other day if I get grandbabies, if I'm going to put them on the radio with me. I said, hell yeah, put them up here. They'd be doing radio. They'd be pointing, going, Trump, Trump, or they'd be going, Obama, Obama. We don't know what the hell they're talking about, but we'll get it. That'd be their first word, you know, something like. Moron. No, actually, I'll teach him liberal moron. There we go.
No, first words will be welcome Orange to town. News.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to News.
Flip side with
107.7 FM.
Little Brady Bunch. You know, there's so much stuff been going on. There's so much to keep up with. And who sent me that? Oh, we're going to talk about Elizabeth Warren and her Indian stuff. I just can't believe this moron did this. And we'll get to that, trust me. I'm just confused by that whole thing there. She was better off leaving it the other way. So, you know, I see this list of so-called presidential candidates for the Democrats. Okay. Now, they did it by percentage points, all right? So, of course, Joe Biden is like 21%.
Uncle Joe.
Joe Biden is 74, by the way. Then the next one was, I forgot his name, but he was 71.
What Elizabeth do you mean Warren, you forgot his name?
Yeah, I forgot his name. It'll come to me in a minute. It was one of the other ones that ran, Kerry or somebody. No, Kerry was fifth, sorry. Oh, Michael Avenatti.
Was not seven. Now. Not after 30 minutes ago, about an hour ago. What? When Stormy Daniels' defamation case got thrown out? Done?
Yeah. So he's got 1.1% of Democrats. They say he is the Democratic Trump. That's why he can beat Trump, because he's the Democrats' version of Trump. I'm like, who's smoking what over there? But anyway, so
that's more first off, show, but
and by
okay.
the way, Michael's the youngest candidate could they offer, because of course Hillary, Elizabeth, Kerry, and Biden are all over 70. Usually, most the average age is about 74 between them. So you notice there is just no young leadership in the Democrat Party at all. So we got out of date SOB. Got the socialists. Hey.
Whoa, buddy. Hold on. Okay, so the chick, the socialist chick that everybody likes, I don't remember her name because I refuse to, Cory Booker, but then my girl, Kamala Harris. Oh, no. Don't talk about no young leadership. Delicious. Kamala, beast mode, okay? So, no, that's not true. They're just not featured. They're not prominent because they're not on the front lines. They're talking about the front lines.
These are the people that if we could run, we'd have a chance of getting in. Nobody else has a chance. They can't get the votes to even
Nobody
run in the
Nobody else primary. Has even started to try.
No. There's 111 candidates for the Democrats. None of the other ones have a chance. That's what they're saying. They're just not known enough.
So they're out there, but out of the people who have actually, so typically we get our candidates from the previous, not caucus, when they get together, the presidential, the whatever, the Republicans have one, the Democrats have one, they say, yes, this is their nominee. The convention.
That don't work anymore.
That's where we get them. That's where we got Obama, not necessarily Trump.
Trump upset
all. Does not count. Trump does not count.
He upset it all. He screwed outlier. Everybody. So.
Outlier. Outlier. I will not count. These processes will go forward as they go.
He's just, you know, he's changed everything. And the Democrats can't figure it out. They can't get a message. They have no message. I asked all my Democrats.
They have a message, but it's not good.
No, the only message they have is we're not Trump. That's the only message they have. Oh, and we're going to impeach Trump. Now, Trump hit with Democrats. He's got a 43% approval rating. With Republicans, he's 54%. Even the Huffington Post said he will probably win in 2020.
Michael Moore said he'll probably win.
He also said it too. Actually, no, I posted four different links. It's actually five different major Democrats have already come forward and said Trump will probably win in 2020.
I agree.
Because Democrats don't have anybody in the field that can beat him. And frankly, if they do something like
that, could beat him. Even if you gave us an amazing candidate on the Republican side, how would they beat him?
Please. He's not right now. He's not beatable. The only thing the Democrats can hope for is Mueller comes up with something. But the longer this drags on, the less likely that is.
No, you know what? Screw that. Screw whoever's on the Republican side. Let's do this mental exercise. If the Democrats were just in a vacuum and they had to present a candidate that would invigorate a populace who does not care. I mean, like, no efficacy in the government. Don't feel your voice matters at all. What candidate on the Democratic side could they put forward that would make them feel, screw yes they can, even better than yes they can. What candidate could make you feel like a superhero? I loved Kanye. Screw what all you're saying.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Maybe that song I've been playing lately, Let's Sit Around and Medicate. Have you heard that song?
No.
Oh, you should listen to it. That should be America's new theme song.
Lordy.
It even talks about Superman.
No.
It's y'all should take a listen to it. I'm gonna play it. I didn't think about playing it tonight, but I'll play it in between the shows. But it should be America's new theme song. All I want to do is sit around and admit I'm so bored. sounds like a typical American right now.
But back to it. No one. Who do they have? No one. I mean, really. It's just it's unfortunate, but their message is also mixed because you have the normal practical Democrats who are still caught up in the spectacle of, you know, pushing forward the agenda. Yeah. We're still centrist, and then you have the socialist / ultra progressive.
The only message you get right now comes from Nancy Pelosi, Feinstein, Maxine Waters, or Schumer, and that's it. That's the only. That's who's leading the party.
That's who is being paid attention to. That's not.
No, but that's only one. The only thing that Democrats are seeing is.
Do you not remember Spartacus? And did you not see when Kamala went after Kavanaugh? Did you not see where she also questioned the FBI guy during the terrorism hearing? I think it was terrorism. Hearing about something way more important, she questioned him about Kavanaugh. You got some other players who were making moves, man. I'm trying to tell you. Even Kamala had to say a couple days ago, "No, she said, "I'm not going to consider a presidential run until after the midterms." Specifically, that's why I said they haven't gotten started. Corey was considered for the vice presidential candidate for freaking Clinton. He was already considered. He's a major player.
Hillary's a disaster. But you got to be able to get there. Nobody is going to be able to beat Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren. So they're out. There's no reason to even discuss anybody else. They can't get in. Just like what happened with Bernie and the other guy. The other guy was way better than Bernie and him.
Martin O'Malley was great. He was Maryland guy.
He would have been a good president.
I like Baltimore guy too. Cleaned up Baltimore.
And he would have been a president that united the people, but not what we got. He never had a shot.
Normal. He wasn't a dynasty, and he wasn't a rogue socialist. That's because you have the rogue socialist Democrats, and then you have the normal centrist moderates.
Socialists, I'm not worried about because the majority of America is not going to vote socialist.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray and hope.
You know, the independents aren't, the middleists aren't, the centralists aren't, the damn Republicans definitely aren't. So even a lot of Democrats aren't going to vote. So I mean, that's not going to become a president problem. We don't really have to worry about that. Not unless millennials just become completely stupid, and then I guess it could be a problem later down the line.
We also have Gen Xers, but hey.
Gen Xers don't seem to be into the socialism. They seem to be in. Do you know what Gen Xers remind me of? They remind me of baby boomers. They greedy SOBs, man. They ready to get ahead and get out in the world and getting all kind of shit. They're gonna pass the millennials up probably by the time the millennials are 40, and the Gen Xers or Zers are actually going to be 22. Yeah, they have already passed the millennials up. They're just faster in everything. Amount of property owned, amount of vehicles owned, everything.
22.
Yeah, because
Joe.
Well, just help you right now.
22 years old.
The ones that have reached school are already out of the house compared to the millennials, which aren't. It's a big difference.
When you're already in school, you're already out of the house. That's
The ones who
have reached, back.
Ones who are reaching college, they're just now reaching college age.
Yeah, when you
they're
go to
already
college,
out. No. Millennials, 66% of all millennials stayed home when they went to college. So they've already got them beat. Before they even get started, they already got them beat. And they're also just a more ambitious group. It's like you got the baby boomers.
I wouldn't necessarily say that either, because if you compare when I was in college because I would have to I don't want to get too personal and talk about specific people and all that kind of stuff, because there are general examples of the state of economy where, okay, like,
that's not what's going on here.
Who's
half the millennials potheads? Just like half the baby boomers were potheads.
The Gen Xers are potheads too.
No, actually, you got the millennials, the X generation. You got the baby boomers, the X generation, the millennials, and the Z generation. The Z generation is passing the millennials up. They're going to pass them up. Everybody's already agreed to it.
Oh, God. Why do I keep saying Gen Xers?
Because
I meant Gen Zs.
What happens is you had an overly ambitious baby boomer generation. So the X gen just kind of was like,
can we redo this conversation? Because I was thinking of the generation after me. I was thinking of Gen Z. I don't know why. That's why I was like 22.
I knew what
like,
you were
like,
talking
about. I
already knew what you were talking about. That's not a problem. The audience probably caught on.
Anyway,
ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about four generations right now. We're talking about the baby boomers, the X gen, the millennials, and the Z gen.
And
what's happened here is like it always does, the baby boomers, the great-great-grandbabies are taken after the great-great-grandparents. Whereas the millennials are taken after the parents, more likely.
No.
It's just the way it's working out, unfortunately.
Well, see, I guess that's why I'm biased, because I take more after the grandparents.
Where there's hope for the millennials is when the millennials become 50-something. They'll have had the time to adjust their life in a much different...
That's every generation. That's why.
No. Because the generations before you, the two we're talking about before you, had to adjust at a much faster rate. One, they're not going to live as long. Sure. Two, the economies and all were different. Right now, the millennials have an option that nobody's had. They're the first entitled generation. They're the generation who can take their time. Now, what's going to really matter here is when I'm 70, 75, we'll know whether or not we did the right thing with the millennials or not. We won't know till then.
Because that's millennials are brilliant in general. Well, because when you first get freedom, you're, you know, a little more loose with it. And then the next generation after you, just like with the flower children, it's like, y'all, calm it the frick down.
And the Z's are just crazy. They're just wanting to run. You know what it is? The Z generation is the first generations. They're really ambitious, but they want to still get outside again. I guess because their brothers and sisters, too many of them are hanging out in the house, watching, playing video games and shit. They want to get outside. So it's a different generation. And it just
happens. They also have the luxury. Okay, so millennials were around the first generation to have birth control, have better jobs, be more college educated. So then you get these, because you have millennials, I'm talking about people who are in their mid-30s that are still living. They forgot what it's called. You renovate the van. It's not an RV, it's a van, and you live out of it rather than an apartment. And around the world, people are doing that. So Gen Z gets to see all these other generations and the crazy things, including the gig economy that was established under the millennials and the changes that we've had to go through and adapt since we also were growing up with the digital age and all the other manner of things that occurred. So they got to see what we did, our mistakes. Because they'll be, by the time they're old enough to start making the decisions, we'll have, you know, some consequences put down on us.
Because half the millennials would prefer to get an Uber or a Lyft than own a car.
I was that way too, but
that's crazy.
I love my car. No, because
it's freedom.
Joe, if I lose my job, I have to get rid of that car that I love. I'm lucky because of the. I'm lucky. I'm so lucky in terms of the circumstances in which I bought my car. It's a new car, but I pay used prices because it was a loaner. The company that makes the car takes care of all the maintenance and my insurance deductible. Now, if that wasn't the case, those two things specifically, way too much money. Let's say $25,000 or higher, plus all the maintenance, all the oil changes and everything. My company takes care of all of that, you know, but that's a big responsibility versus let's support somebody, get a car on demand and have no responsibility whatsoever. responsibility.
I see, we're not talking about the millennials. I got long-term faith in the millennial generation. I just think they get more time to do what everybody else wanted to do. All the generations before them would have liked to have had this kind of time to do it.
Yeah, let us settle, man.
So, and the Zers are just going to be quicker because they're going to be more antsy. Of course, their kids will revert back to one of the previous generations before them. It's just the way it works. Mm-hmm. You always take, it's like when you see clothes. One of the things that bothers me the most right now is being on the planet for 50 years, I have noticed we have got to a point where almost half of everything we do has already been done.
Yeah.
And some of it's been done much better than more it could than be that. Redone. More than half. Yeah, well, it is probably more than half. But
no, it has to be more than half because we're humans and we all have to live. You know, we all live. Just we've all been having sex forever. We've had governments. You know, we all had to have food. So many shared experiences. So plenty more than half. So we've gotten to a point where we've reached so many advances, gone through so many things. It feels like half of everything that could have been done has been done. Get to certain advances, which open and unlock new experiences, you know, certain innovations and surprises, you know, things that plop down on your lap, where it's like, whoa, you know, then that'll open up new experiences. But otherwise, yeah, it's just like, how do you innovate? Stuff is done, man. Got stupid knickknacks to make my life easier. I got a thing that will cook my egg so I don't have a hard-boiled shell. Like, it's stupid.
I know, you just put first it in there. I mean, yeah, that's all of that. All of that stuff. I was watching Jennifer in Houston, Miss Wisconsin, not Jennifer, sorry, wrong person, talking about how many reboots there are. You know, yes, there's a ton of them.
Lord. Original ideas, anybody?
I mean, it's like we've got to a point where we can't think of anything new. And I know we got to, you know what it is we've plateaued on this level of technology and we're waiting for that next advancement so we can all start thinking differently.
We haven't got
there yet.
Because I mean,
we're still hanging around. I guess we haven't matured enough to get there yet.
Yeah, we're all human, and then we've had visionary changes for, you know, let's say 50 years because we skyrocketed at this point, almost 120 years ago, you know, in terms of our technological advancement. And then we've had cute innovations, really great stuff in a variety of different fields, but we need that paradigm shift. And it seems like we're chugging and trying to get there and we're so close, but it's not trickling down enough. Like the populace isn't quite interested enough. I don't want to go into some zeitgeisty stuff, even though this is exactly the kind of conversation where that's applicable. The universal consciousness, the updated Jungian archetypes and mutual experience. But seriously, dude, yeah, man, we need VR and AR is not enough. Like Ready Player One is no. How old is that book? And then we're referencing books that are 30, 40 years old.
I don't know. I mean, eventually we'll make that next leap. No, Ryan, actually, I know about the astronauts. They do have a capsule up there if they need to leave. No, the other one, I'm glad you brought that up. Real quick, I wanted to say this the other night and I forgot. Everybody's all pissed because the Russian thing failed. Let me tell you what. You notice the two pilots are still alive, right? Every time one of our shitting things fail, what happens? The pilots die. So the Russian shit worked perfectly. The rocket failed. It off. They survived and the rocket died. Would have been Americans. Guess what? They'd have probably been dead. So don't be hating on Americans because the rocket did what it was designed to do. If it failed, it saved their lives. I mean, I never did understand why everybody, all the news media was giving them shit. I'm thinking, do y'all not remember the two shuttles? I'm like, pay attention, people. Uh-oh, the terror is on the loose. We got to get some stuff for her to throw out of there. Pitching
stuff. She's already throwing stuff out.
Get some of them plastic tip darts or something. Oh, yeah, man. We can, you know what we can do? We can get some plastic tip darts and we'll get a Trump picture and an Obama picture and let her throw darts at them. We can watch this live on Cam doing a show, guys. Oh, no, she loves Trump. You ought to hear anytime she's in here, arranging my voice when I say Trump, she's like, yeah. I'm like, whoa, look at this kid. This kid knows what's going on, man. She says she knows what the future is. She's not scared of clowns like the rest of us are all got that phobia. Sorry,
it's funny because Joe, you know how we like to play devil's advocate. So I'm surrounded by Democrats in this city. Yeah. And yeah, I was like, you know how I say stop making me defend Obama? I say the same thing about Trump. Stop making me defend Trump. And the person I was talking to was like, you're doing a great job though. And I was like,
So you're talking about the picture that's on there. That's why Trump, I can't, this is a G-rated show. picture of it says federal judge dismisses Stormy Daniels defamation. Like, we didn't know this wasn't coming, you know. Stormy, he's the president of the United States, sweetheart. I mean, really, you weren't going to get it when he was just the ordinary Trumpster. Now he's president and he's climbing in the polls. Democrats, y'all gave him a 41% approval rating. So NBC puts out their poll and shows Trump's 41. Now, just so y'all know, ladies and gentlemen, nobody but Democrats take the poll at NBC, okay? Just so you understand that. There's no Republicans there. There's no independents there. No, no, no. Nobody but liberals go to NBC. So that means 41% of Democrats now back him. I got to tell y'all, I got Democrat friends that are going to vote for him in 2020. I was stunned. Oh, yeah, they're going to vote for him. They're saying they're booming. Their businesses are booming. Everything's going way better. He said everybody seems to be in a better mood. He said the only ones that really seem to be upset is the liberals. Everybody else seems to be in a good mood. And he said, all my businesses are thriving. He said, I'm happy.
But you know what, Joe? You know what it is? Okay, a great example is the Kanye interview. I mean, after you get out of the whole, I don't want to call it manic since he's apparently not bipolar, just a genius. And yeah, sure. He just let go. He just had the flow of consciousness. But in terms of the liberals I've talked to, they're so stuck on the hate, the hating of the Trump, and then the hating of Kanye for saying, I love this guy. That's all they could do. I was watching Bill Maher and it pissed me off. Bill, I love you so much. I love you so much. You can say the N-word. I don't care. I defended you. But this crap right here.
Filing sexual harassment against Bill on the Me Too, I think.
Shut up.
Who tried to grab him? Shut up. I'm just saying, try to grab him. Bill, don't
forget. Anyway.
I still remember, buddy.
Oh, anyway. He said, he quoted Kanye saying, we can't think about the future. And he was like, oh, it's really important to think about the future. Actually, and I was like, you stupid mother. You know better. Obviously, you didn't actually watch it, or you're just blowing smoke up everybody's butts. Because what Kanye was responding to was a question by the press where they asked him, are you going to run for president in 2020? And it was a bunch of, oh, not before this guy. But you know what? We can't think about the future. We got to focus on right now. We're here to talk about da-da-da. It was fine. It was great. It was articulate. And they soundbite and stupid just told, it was just ridiculous. The twisting of his words, the isolation. He had so many great points.
You know,
and Jim Brown spoke twice. He said what to say and he didn't keep talking.
We found out that the Democrats lied on the last election, that the black vote was much higher for Trump than originally was told. Remember, the Democrats said it was 8%, turned out to be 18%. We also found out that Hillary and her people said that 54% of women voted for her. Come to find out, that's not true. 52% of women voted for Trump. 44% of women voted for her. So it's a big difference. I'm sorry, guys, but you know, now the truth's out, and we're looking at things the way they are. Oh, by the way, I don't want to forget this, and I might. Paul Allen died at 65, co-founder of Microsoft. The guy who was, in case y'all don't know the Microsoft story, way back in the day, in the 70s, Bill Allen, Bill Gates, and another gentleman used to all work together. So what really happened was this, well, how can you say this nicely? Bill Gates took Windows and stole it and made Microsoft. And then these other two guys didn't get anything. Paul Allen didn't get anything. And then, I don't know, 20 years down the line, the U.S. government said, oh, my God, you are too big. Guess what? We're going to break you up, and we're going to give your friend Paul Allen half your company. I guess turnabout is fair play. It was, I mean, come on. The dude basically got screwed the whole time. He talked about it all the time. Nobody, and then all of a sudden, here comes the Fed in and says, guess what? We're going to give you half the company. But he passed away. I think he was worth about $22 billion when he passed. I'm sure he left his family in really, 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 really good standing. But,
and all his mega yachts. And
oh, yeah. But on a lighter note. So Linda watched the Melania Trump thing the other night. And I caught bits and pieces of it because I was coming back and forth. It was a show night. So, all right. Now, I've heard everything that the independents, basically everything. I just now started seeing what the liberals were talking about. But everything I've heard from the middle. Middle over all sounded really good.
What are we talking about here?
Miss Trump. She did an hour interview with ABC.
It sounded like you said Mira Watts, and I was like, what? Oh, where she was like, I really don't care. Jacket was to annoy left-wing media.
Yeah, I know. First, I couldn't believe she had a balls to say that. Annoy left-wing media. She took her for old man. I got to say, I was quite impressed with the woman.
Full view media.
You know what? She's not the little mousy media that the media, I mean, the little mousy person that the media was making out. I like when they asked her about Daniel. She said, well, you know, I know my man. And I was like, oh, so she knows all about it and done dealt with it.
He is nasty freak. I don't have to touch him.
That's why she got that second business. She bought that second business outright for that. You never forget, she runs four of her own companies.
And I do what I want. He does what he wants. I don't care. Yes.
Oh, and then they asked her about being first lady. She said, I love being first lady. What are you talking about? I love it. She's like, I'm looking forward to another 4 years. It's like, damn.
I live in an old stinky house, but it's full of nice things. And I do what I want. And I have nasty time with good, sexy Secret Service man. It's fine.
She probably got
Donald
a couple
is bedroom there, dancer. Yeah. Yes.
What do you mean, Dean? Oh, yeah, they actually no. Okay, Dean, wait, no. Stop. They didn't fire Obama's security for Trump because of anything. I know you want to make this into a race thing. No, it's not what goes on. When a new president comes in, they switch securities over because the security who's been guarding Obama for how many ever years it was, you know, they rotate, but they get real familiar with the presidents and their habits and what they do. So they don't want that same crew being with the new president because, you know, they may make mistakes in judgment because they're thinking still old school from the old president.
Well,
some say. I mean, there is. And then they all eventually all switch out and rotate out. But I mean, that's not like what you were making it out. Oh, they fired him.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because you said Billy said she said it stayed. No.
And if you think about it, you have to be experienced senior level. And then if you're going through two presidents, that's 8 years and you're getting close to retirement anyway. So relax, people. But one thing before I forget, I have to give a shout out to Karen, this awesome person near where I work. She made this horrible joke. I just got to put it out there. You know, Trump. Since we're bringing up Trump, let's go back to him and Kanye and the racism. Yeah, Trump is so freaking racist that he wanted to get rid of Kool-Aid because he thought it was an entitlement program.
I want whatever he's smoking, frankly, if that's what he did. What are y'all giving this man? I want some of this.
Did y'all get that? Because I didn't get it at first. Kool-Aid. Yeah, get rid of it.
He's,
Black people really like Kool-Aid. What is this Kool-Aid? We gotta look into that. How much money are you spending on
that damn Kool-Aid stuff?
Now,
yeah, white people like that Kool-Aid too, but you better back up off that Kool-Aid.
But you're
sitting here smashing already through the walls at the White House.
Oh yeah.
That's true with it too. You don't know it's coming, buddy. The Kool-Aid man's coming for you. What do you mean, Denise? No, Trump's gonna win in 2020. Let me tell you what. Right now, I'm making my predictions. I have no doubt that the Republicans are not only going to keep the Senate, but gain some seats in the Senate.
They're going to keep the Senate. Democrats
probably gain 2 seats the way it's looking. I'm going to put some polls up this weekend. I'm not going to have time until this weekend, but I will put some up. I'm going to put up 3 polls. What you think Trump's approval rating is, because we do it across the social media. And then, of course, we're going to put on there who you think is going to take the House and who you think is going to take the Senate. The House is up for grabs. I don't think though, even if the Dems can somehow flip it, they're not going to have enough votes that could completely control it. In the next election, Trump's going to sweep everything again. So it would really be a waste of thing. And that's what the GOP should be pushing, that this would just be a waste to give the House to the Dems now. So we'll see what happens. Y'all really want Nancy Pelosi back in control of anything?
No, but they don't want her in control either.
They're going to give it to her. She's already talking about giving it to her. I'm like,
her own party is already talking about making sure she doesn't get it.
Listen, I left y'all because of stupid shit like Nancy Pelosi and Feinstein and Maxine Waters. How can you let these people speak for you?
And Eric Holder. Me too.
Oh, God, Eric Holder. Eric Holder down there in Colorado spoken the good shit now. That's what's going on.
His comment about the kicking was taken into stupid context. Like, come on, you know.
And what happened to the tolerance party? I mean, Dems lived.
They lost. to the quote unquote supposedly racist white supremacist.
Now blah, it's okay blah, 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 that you can attack people when they're having dinner and attack their families, attack
because
their
because Trump said I'd like to punch that guy and that's what they'll tell you.
But that was long after they had already started attacking his rallies, long before all of that. So Dems can't get out of this one. After they fell apart, when all that information got leaked, they just fell apart. They started lying about the size of the rallies, attacking everywhere they could.
To say he did it first, you know, it's like he hit me first. It's so childish.
They're trying to, but they can't even say that because they actually did it first. They started it during the primaries. Think of it this way. There was no violence at any Trump rallies unless liberals showed up. There was violence at almost every liberal rally there was. And there
now
was
they a liberal should be able to go and protest. There. They should be able to wear their whatever shirt. I know it could be inciting, but so they should be able to go there without the violence occurring.
And then I think something that Eric Holder and Elizabeth Warren and them have forgotten, inciting to riot is treason in the United States. You sit and you're either in a power position or have served in a power position. If you incite to riot, that is against the law in this country.
Well, that's
a 20-year prison term.
That's what they say Trump was doing his whole campaign. So, whatever.
But Trump wasn't president. He was nobody. He hasn't done it since he's president. These people served in office and are still serving in office.
Yeah, that's the problem. Eric isn't. Maxine is Hillary.
Eric was. No, he wasn't, actually. He'd been removed. What's his name? Took over, huh, Kerry?
Hillary wasn't Max.
God, how was I getting them two confused? One looks like a complete moron, and the other one looks like, I can't say that word on the air.
I wouldn't do it, because whichever one they think you used for the black one is going to be racist, and then you're in bigger trouble.
The one I thought looked like a moron was Kerry, because he's got that like face that stretched out. I was just going to say Eric Holder looked like a D, but I didn't want to say it on the air, because, you know, it's not a good word. I'm sorry.
You, white man, want control of the
and
black
by the way, I will go on record. I will go on record saying I have to agree with Roseanne. The chick looked like one of the monkeys from.
She did. Dude, I was thinking about that.
It had nothing to do with color. I mean, she
I
just
was
looked
thinking about it this
in her shape of her face.
Dude, I don't know why. I just was. And I was like, poor Roseanne.
The color thing.
When
you look at her, she's not that dark to start off with.
She not. When Roseanne was like, I thought that was white. I was like, girl, I don't blame you. I'm so sorry. You shouldn't have gone down for this one because
No, they wanted to. That's Susan Rice's husband and shit. They wanted them out of there. And we'll see what happens when the comments come out. If it goes liberals on an already liberal network, you can just put it in the trash.
But, like, dude, you know, it's really not fair, though, because she does look like a mix of Planet and the Ace. And
there was somebody else they posted, too. I can't remember who it was. Another famous actress they put up there. She kind of looked like one, too. I was like, and they should, because, you know, they kind of sculpted the monkeys' faces to look like the actresses in the movies.
But
so it kind of makes a little
time,
sense.
At the same time, Joe.
I can understand why it was taken as racism.
The human being is a great ape in the first place. So sometimes we look a little like them apes. Shocking.
But I think, see, that shows me that we're too touchy that we got all over that. And then this other thing, guys, and I'm sorry, this thing with the guys hanging in the trees. Have y'all seen this? This is a Halloween decoration.
What?
Okay, they've had three places where they've had Halloween decorations, legit Halloween decorations that you can buy at any store anywhere. And it's got like it's a face. It looks all melted and burnt up. It's kind of black and red and orange looking. And they had a rope in it hanging a tree. Well, first a black lady said, oh, you're hanging a black man from the tree. Well, of course, that's not what she was doing. So this happened three or four times. And the manufacturer is now getting pissed saying, what are you talking about? There's no arms or legs in this thing. It's just a head with like a ghost thing hanging over it. And it looked like its flesh had been melted off. So I guess now every movie we see where this face appears, because this happens in a lot of zombie movies and other movies, we're going to have to assume the movie's a racist now. I mean,
it's not the face.
People become too touchy, people.
Joe, no, because it's not the face itself with the melted. It's that somebody was hanging from a tree. They were burnt alive. Well, they were burnt.
Yes, well, everyone has experienced that.
You lynch people and you set them on fire. There were postcards where the white people would gather around the black dudes in the tree being burnt alive.
They're lying. White people would lynch their homes and burn.
Exactly. So let's not have that one. That's not cool. Let's not do that one.
There were no black people at the witch trials. You probably were right because there was no white black people in that part
of
the
country. So there you go. Them too. You burn them. Well, that's why we got flaming fag, ain't it? So let's not have the flaming, the hanging, And the steak. Let's
Oh, but it's Halloween. You should be able. You should be able to do
okay,
any of
let's
that stuff
not
at
have
Halloween.
things of burning people at the stake, and let's not have people hung and burnt. Let's go away
No,
from the
no,
burning
no. But,
because hanging is bad enough.
see,
You are
but if we
started
can't do
hanging.
it for Halloween, then you can't do it in the movies. That's the point. You can't be all right in one and not the other. You
It's
can't
just
have all this
two
crime in the
things.
movies and people being burned and hung in the trees and
There's
these trees.
two different mediums. Hell, you
Oh,
go see a scary
just
movie
say
with a freaking demon or
it's
a serial
cop.
killer, because do you want to encounter a demon or a serial killer in real life? No, you go see it in the movies, get it out your system, and go on about your life.
It's not hypocrisy. It's like the Jamie Lee Curtis thing when she said she does endorse guns, but all the movies she's in, she uses guns. That's a
Jamie Lee
hypocrisy.
Curtis? No, she doesn't. But anyways.
She said that she's anti-gun, and but the movie she's in, she uses guns. As a
Not
matter of
it.
fact, the one she's in right now, the new Halloween, she blows Jason to pieces with a gun.
It's Halloween.
Yeah, but I'm
I know.
saying
I know
you can't
that's
do
the
that, and
point.
you can't turn around and say no. You can't endorse gun movies that promote violence like Halloween, and then turn around and say you don't endorse violence. That's bullshit. I mean, that
I
just
get the
doesn't
point
work.
about her, but in terms of the whole burning with at the stake and the hanging and the burning, because so many groups have been tortured that way. Can we just avoid that? Like, go ahead, do your scary decorations, but
Halloween.
let's not hang people from trees
Oh,
and let's
maybe
not
every
burn
haunted
people at the
house has got to be
stake.
somebody hanging somewhere, or nailed
Make
to
it a
the
ghost.
skinned
God, make it the
alive.
ghost.
No, that ain't scary. It's just gonna be scary. You gotta be melting flesh and skinned alive and stuff. No.
Lord Jesus. Okay, Game of
Little
Thrones.
coon ass in the bayou feeding body parts to the alligator,
Okay, Game of Thrones. Jesus, mixed with Saw. That would be a bomb haunted house. Anyway.
Alligators prefer white meat. So I'm gonna have to tell
Can we
y'all.
get Game of Thrones meat Saw?
We
Holy
can't
shit.
go to America anyway.
Y'all know how Ramsay was killed? Can we get a jigsaw twist on the Ramsay Bolton murder? Ooh. Anyway, I just
Oh,
got
this
really
was off the
excited.
page.
I had to text somebody. What? You were talking?
Five
We got
reasons
5 minutes.
Trump will win states in 2020.
Oh,
One, you know what? One of the
is this
best
news, Joe?
Democratic analysts has him winning 40 states.
Yeah, like, is this news, Joe? We're good. I think we can move on to something
Oh, he
else.
loved Trump.
What
Look
else?
at all the foreign policy.
It's not a
Number
hate
five.
thing.
I want to see what these five are because I don't know if I agree with all these. Foreign policy. He's got a better foreign policy.
Yes.
Stronger might,
Hands down.
less war, safer world. Yeah, he's got that already.
Wait, back to the foreign policy for a second. I had to remind one of these liberals yesterday. I was like, do you, so y'all don't want to give Trump credit for anything, but do you remember the year before he was elected and what was going on with North Korea? You don't remember being scared with the bombings and the tests and the flyovers, and where Obama sent a couple, planes to be like, yo, we can reach you already. You need to stop. You need to cool it. And then Trump gets into office. When's the last time they did a test, bruh? When the last time you've been scared? I can show you a Joyner Lucas song where he's talking about being scared that North Korea is going to bomb us. I can show you a South Park episode where Butters is scared that North Korea is going to bomb us, and it keeps escalating. But guess what? It's done, ain't it? You feel safer right now. Don't you feel safer right
He
now?
is. He's, and
Don't
he's
want to
been
give him
able,
credit for
he redid,
anything.
he redid
Jesus.
every one of the trade deals and didn't have to apologize for America one time while doing it. Wait, oh
Because
no,
North.
Cliff, you want to know what the major difference between Obama and Trump was? Obama was starstruck, okay, by these people, like these foreign leaders on his Star Trek. And you can't blame him. He was a community organizer from Chicago. He's a nobody. He had just won a House seat in the Senate. He hadn't wasn't even in office 6 months. He was starstruck. And then he got elected to the White House and he started meeting all these famous people from around the world. He deferred to them. Well, we're the United States. You can't defer to other worlds. We're the leader of the world, not the follower. And he didn't quite understand that. I
He
don't think he
wasn't for
still
that
does.
experience.
But here comes along Trump. Trump's like, no, I'm the chit, and you're just gonna have to follow what I say or get the hell off of our bandwagon.
And this is how it should be, and you need to pay your own freaking way. And he's still
Yeah.
doing it. He's
Still
still
doing
doing
it.
it. And
He's
people are
just
like,
making inroads
I don't like
in
it. He's
places.
doing.
I haven't seen a president dissed on since Reagan. I don't
You
know,
know what?
guys.
You know what Trump is? Trump is that boyfriend that you get after boyfriend or girlfriend after you come out of a bad relationship where you're trying to do right, but nothing's working, and you're trying to stick it out, and you finally left, and you were like, you know what? I'm gonna do right by me. I'm gonna rebuild me. And then you get that dude who punches the guy in the face because the dude smacked you on the butt. You get the dude who stands up to your mama, who's always talking crap about, oh, you're always working or you don't do enough. You finally got the dude that's got your back, cares about you, and wants you to stroke his freaking ego a lot because he's doing a lot. Oh, my God, I'm down. I'm down, man.
I love this strongest base of the era. He's got a base as strong as George Bush did after 9/11, right after that.
Wait, what? Without a 9/11?
Without that happening, because they say because he keeps his promises. He's got an 87% base. Wait, no way he's losing in 2020 with this guy. So
didn't the House just, who was it? The House or the Senate? Just put forward something to fund the border wall. I was like, are you freaking serious?
Yep, they are.
Here
it is. He will garner record African American support, and yes, because African American, especially African American guys, like this guy. You know, somebody said, "Oh, they liked Obama." And you know what? Most of the brothers I know didn't like Obama because he's kind of a pansy. Trump's a manly man, and I gotta say, most brothers I know are manly men, unless they're the other kind of men. And
you mean most of them are feeling exactly what Kanye said? I'm with her. Make a mirror.
They're not part of what I call the pansy generation that's going on in our country today. I don't know how to express it without. I don't know. There's no way really of saying it right. Some way I say it, somehow it's going to get twisted as racist.
Figure it out.
Seems like all the guys I know, all the brothers I know from, say, age 28. To about age 55, I'll say, hey, look, this guy's an ass. He speaks what he says. He's telling you what he feels, what he believes. He's speaking from his heart, not from his brain. And I just see a lot of brothers can identify with that. And he's keeping his promise. He said, I was going to get you jobs. I got you jobs. I got the unemployment rate the lowest it's ever been. Everything he told. And you know what? I think where he garnered a lot of respect from blacks was when he said, he got up on that stage and he said,
What has the Democratic Party done for you?
Can you tell me what they've done for you? I mean, he actually asked them, What have they done
to
keep your loyalty? And you know what?
A few things, however.
When a lot of blacks started looking at it and saying, you know what? They ain't done nothing to keep our loyalty.
Blind loyalty, because it's not the loyalty. Okay, it's the blind loyalty. It's where they take you for granted. They don't even really come talk to you. They just know you're going to vote for them. Like, it's that part. I'm like, no, just because I'm black doesn't mean I'm a Democrat. That's the part.
We're going to see a lot of that change. We're also seeing that change with Hispanics. But I told everybody.
Latino part. The Latino, the Asian, and the, a variety of Asian immigrants, actually. But and the Africans as well. You assume that because they're ethnic, they're Democrat. Oh, no, baby. No, baby. Where's the money? Where the life experience at? Have they worked? Do they have money? You might want to make sure they're Democrat before you assume. Anyway, Joe, we got to wrap this up.
Overwhelmingly get reelected. Oh, my God, people. Democrats, you know, I tell you when you know it's bad. When the Huffington Post comes out and says.
Yes.
But this is one Lily was talking about earlier. This is Michael's one here where he predicts he went in 2020.
Oh, Joe.
But the Huff did a piece, too, and it was just too much, man. It was too much. They must just be, oh, my God, they must have wanted to die when that came out.
Right. Joe, but before we leave, there's a baby we got to talk about.
Uh-oh.
A pretty black baby.
And what are we doing?
It's a descendant of Ivan the Terrible.
Oh, Lord.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are expecting a boy.
Oh, you know, somebody, you know, just I seen a nasty little piece in one of the tabloids over there.
Oh.
And how did it go? Something about black coffee and how's the queen gonna take it now or some shit. And I know what it. I wish I had it in front of me because I want to read it, but it was definitely a racist slant. I mean, a lazy slant.
Oh, I like
and
that one.
Saying, how is she going to like this? But you know, I said this a long time ago when he first started dating her. In Doctor Who, I said this might be prophetic because in Doctor Who, like 500 years in the future, 1,000 years in the future or something, the Queen of England is a black woman. And so maybe they knew. Somebody knew ahead of time. You know, Doctor Who, they time travelers, who knows?
So far down the line, you know, Beyonce is also related.
I think it's more likely to fucking werewolves. How's that?
No, you know them things is baby human eating reptilians.
We got to hit this and we got to go because I know what's the name's coming up next. But Guys, Hillary Clinton contradicts Monica Lewinsky, claims
the no comment. Bill
Clinton Silence. Was not a gross abuse of power. Now, you know, this woman's supposed to be in a Me Too generation helping out. Now, I don't know how anybody can take her serious when it comes to anything Me Too. But
it's a betrayal if you didn't vote for her, if you're a woman. But she doesn't have to support other women.
Bill's been accused of as much as Weinstein has, for sure. And some things worse than Weinstein. But still, no deal. Now, here's Monica, which both have confessed to, and she's saying, no, it was an abuse of power. She was 18-year-old intern. He's president of the United States. I'd have to say it was an abuse of power. He shouldn't have done it. Maybe it might not have been illegal, but it was abuse of power. But anyway, we're going to get out of here because coming up next is Paranormal Connection with the illustrious Christina George.
Oh, real quick. Sears, bankruptcy. Trump, yep, Sears, Saudis, rogue killers.
I seen a European piece that said that they thought that Saudi already claimed responsibility for this, that it was an accident in the questioning. We shall see, ladies and gentlemen. We shall see. But anyway, we're going to get out of here and let Christina come up and get on air with y'all, and she can talk, and y'all can harass her and make funny faces at her and whatever the else hell y'all feel like.
The illustrious, amazing, beautiful Christina George with Paranormal Connections.
But on that note, see y'all later, little alligators.
Okay.
Hey, what the hell's going on? Hold on 1 second, Shelly.